football on Off the Ball.
And you asked me why Brentford are doing so well. Because structurally, he's the nucleus of a really strong, young, fit, hungry team who probably all want to move to Manchester United. But they've got to do it for him first.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs?
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Oh, he's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido crappy quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Miracle, we have a quiz at all this week, folks.
Is it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I was in Belfast on Wednesday night.
So was I. Didn't you showing up for work the next day?
No, I showed up to work. I did. It was,
you were
was
late.
In body, but not in spirit.
I was train.
Late getting home, all right. But, you know. Just
Nick was quietly nursing. Oh, this will be my final pint now before I go to bed. And I'd say it was all right.
When
it?
You went?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely on my last pint.
You said the time?
At the time. No, just
city
stayed locally. Do you know what happened, actually? I'll give a shout out to our wonderful events team here in Bauer Media, led by Sifra and his team. And rarely do they have the time. They're normally doing a show the next day. They were even today. Normally they stay over. And by the time they're finished rigging up, we're basically going to bed because they do all the actual work.
Yep.
And they had a drink in the residence bar. So we decided we'd have to join them because rarely do we get the chance to talk to our fine colleagues in the events team. So that's my excuse.
Oh, no, fair play to you, yeah.
Took one for the team.
Anyway, it was hard to write this quiz, so excuse it in advance. Please also welcome our new sponsors for the quiz. The quiz today is brought to you by Optimum Nutrition. We're delighted to team up with Optimum Nutrition, the world's number one performance nutrition brand, as they launched their new global campaign, the Optimum Advantage. With over 35 years at the top of performance nutrition, trusted by the world's best athletes, and a growing partnership with the IRFU, Optimum Nutrition are right at the heart of Irish rugby. Also at the heart of Irish rugby, our quiz contestants today are purveyors of sporting idiotry, especially Arthur. And given that things went so late last night in the writing of this quiz, and more importantly, because we're really trying to speed up the quiz, it's been going on very long, I will just very simply today introduce the tyrant Ger Gilroy, the Monaghan Machete Shane Hannon, and His Majesty King Arthur
O'Keefe. Lazy, 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 lazy.
That lazy is a very inaccurate
lazy,
word.
Lazy, lazy.
Shane Hannon. Time poor.
Shane Hannon. Shane Hannon is the producer of the unstoppable juggernaut that is Off the Ball Saturday and Off the Ball Sunday.
Record figures again, Shane. Congratulations.
Colossus in the JNLR.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the, you know, people who count these numbers, you know, would say that we're up 25,000 on Saturdays since last year, or 30,000 on Sundays.
And people who wouldn't count them, I just read them, would say similar.
You could, but I would never bring those numbers up. Well, obviously, I'm too modest.
How long are you doing the weekend gig now?
Oh, Jesus. That's a good question.
Must be a 400 or 500% increase in that time.
I'd say so, yeah.
It goes up every single time, so it just must be.
I must figure out the exact start date, but yeah, 3 or 4 years. And then obviously there was an iteration with Nathan many years ago.
You're joking, Michael, but actually...
No, I am not.
Actually, I think it's anything between 50 and 100. That's the figure I would just...
In terms of percentage.
You should know this.
Yes.
This like, just letting it drop there.
All Shane, nothing to do with JD.
No, of course, JD has a pretty strong element to it. But yeah, we were always targeting, remember we were targeting 140, 135 at one stage, then 140, 150, now we've hit 160, so 200. I don't know what the ceiling is, lads, but...
There's no ceiling.
Let's just find out.
Like Sam Prendergast.
Yeah, just keep going. Yeah.
200.
Look at Mick's face.
Why not?
Go for it.
Please send any questions you have to us via email, crappyquiz@offtheball.com, or if you don't think it's time to let the always die, you can always decide to send us your questions via postcard, beer box, whatever you can put a stamp onto. Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2 is the address. Let's get to it. Round 1. The reason we have to rush through the formalities is how long this takes, but we all love it. It's the Call Your Shot round. I'm going to give you each a set of questions with list answers. You can each bid on how many you can name. The person with the highest bid will then see how many they can answer. If you reach the number, they win the point without making a mistake, of course. If they don't or get one wrong at any time, the remaining two players will then be asked to name the number they can name from the remaining answers. This is the part that nobody seems to really remember, but there will be a new bidding round when Jar bids like 50 in a 51 answer
the
thing.
The one you just made up, the bit that nobody remembers is the bit that you change the rules of every week.
Nope,
is that
don't.
Sorry?
Same every single time.
Can I just point out as well, sorry, did we even refer to last week's quiz? Did we just get straight into this week's quiz like it's the start of a new series?
Do we all remember it?
Like nothing happened last week.
I wasn't here.
We're more like kind of like Boston Legal or, you know, something like that, then
yeah,
we are The Sopranos.
The Wire.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
It's like everything kind of, everything gets back into, you know.
What was last quiz?
It's not that the past doesn't exist, it's just not crucial to this season, this episode.
It's the difference between Homicide and The Wire, for David Simon fans out there. Last week, I had one of the all-time great performances where I won.
Oh, it was. It was a very good rapid-fire round.
You did win, but your great performance has little to do with it. You didn't get like.
Hold on, now that's unfair.
No, because like the.
I had a great performance too, though.
The most memorable thing was your attempt at naming the All Ireland winning managers.
I said, and I bamboozled you.
You got no points for it.
I lamped you.
You got no points.
Like a giant hare in the backfield. I lamped the two
so
of you.
So who got the points? You got the points.
And you were shocked by my stuff that you both bottled it.
No, we didn't.
You did.
I think me or David got the point for that.
You got the points, yeah.
Yeah.
You only
needed the name three.
Here's what
happened. You got closest in the numbers.
I was incredibly entertaining and I won. It's the perfect.
He didn't, actually.
You should go on weekends.
He didn't. He only got one.
Let the audience re-lead.
I'd only pull the figures down.
What if we run a quiz to weekends? Who knows what heights we could.
You joke, but
I don't joke.
All right, sorry.
There's no room for it with all the
great quality content.
Next FA Cup weekend.
Well, the high listenership, great quality content. Do you know what?
This weekend.
If you're up for it.
It would be.
Not this weekend. We've got a home for this one this week.
Time poor.
It is raining outside and has been for many, many days.
Fair point, yeah.
And the League of Ireland is in trouble. Okay, anyway, where was I?
Have we started yet?
No. Anyway, you can win the coward's point. Everyone knows the rules at this stage. You can do counter bids. Question one, first bid, Ger, you can go, then Shane, then Arthur. With Ireland playing Italy in the rugby this weekend, we've decided to ask an Ireland playing Italy question that's about football for absolutely no reason. Ooh. 1994, Giant Stadium. How many players that took the field that day from both sides are you confident that you can name? Oh. So that's a starting player or a used sub.
Ooh. I get to counter.
You get to counter, yeah.
No matter. Giant Stadium, 94.
Let's put in the initial bid there. Let's put in the starter, the opener. I'm opening the bid here at 12.
You open the bid?
No, I'm not. I'm just, not. You know.
That'd be good.
I don't think I'd be a very good auctioneer.
Setting a bar would be good.
Yeah.
He's still just.
Why are so many GA players auctioneers?
Is that what you do? You just write out the team and then.
No, you can't do that. No, you have to start naming. Come on.
Yeah, make your bids.
Okay, I'm starting to make my bid. I'm going to make my bid at 7.
Shane.
Yes.
9.
Nice. 22.
He did it last week.
He just went
it was
well.
Like the number was like 21, he started like 18.
Like, you're in trouble then.
So what was the bid there?
9.
12.
Whoa.
Yeah. Do it again.
Is there any logic to doing that?
Just come on.
If he thinks he can do it.
Right, well, I'm gonna leave it at
what's the point of being a bystander at life, Shane?
Well, this is
the logic.
So tactically, it makes more sense for me to leave it.
Rona
than to
told me that this game is basically called bullshit, and when somebody says they can name 12, your response to letting them do it is just say bullshit.
I've never heard
that's
that.
Fine.
Is there a game called bullshit?
Yeah, I think so.
All
right.
This is it, apparently. Except we're doing it with three people, right?
I don't think I can.
You can't name more than 12 who played for Ireland or Italy.
Well, I was but a boy. A 3-year-old.
I reviewed this game during COVID.
That's okay for you then.
Player ratings.
Yeah, I'm going to let him at it.
Okay.
So hang on. Players who took the field.
Can we jump in here at any stage?
If he gets it wrong, it'll come back to us on how many we can name the remainders.
I made him say yes.
Players who took the field, yes.
Yeah,
so anyone players, who started or came on as a sub.
Subs everyone, yeah. If they took the field, yeah.
So it's Paddy Bonner.
Yeah.
It is Paul McGrath.
Both of those are correct. That's 2.
Phil Babb.
3.
John Sheridan.
Yeah.
It's Andy Townsend.
Yeah.
Roy Keane.
Mm-hmm.
It is Ray Houghton.
Yeah. Bring me back, Jack.
What's his name? Tommy Coyne.
Yeah. He really should have went higher.
All due respect.
He's not there yet.
7, 8.
Nah, he's going to get there.
That's 8. I'm going to go Roberto Baggio.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Dino Baggio.
Yeah. The Baggio brothers, of course, are not related.
Pepe Signori.
That's 11. One more.
Okay. Now. I'm going to go Steve Staunton.
Correct. Number 11. Wearing the hat and the thing. Yeah, that, well, that you've got enough to win.
I'm going
to
go Gary Kelly.
No.
All right.
Not in that match. You played later in the tournament. All right. So you would have been gotten the next pick. But the ones you didn't get.
Irwin.
Dennis Irwin.
McAteer.
Terry Phelan as a starter. McAteer and John Aldridge came off the bench.
I would have got Aldridge.
Who was lobbed by Ray Houghton?
Walter Zenga.
No, Walter Zenga. No.
Gianluca Pagliuca.
Pagliuca, yeah, exactly. Tassotti, Costacurta, Baresi and Maldini were the back four. Donadoni, Albertini, Dino Baggio, as you said, and Evani in midfield. Baggio and Signori were the strikers, with Mazzaro and future Spurs player Nicola Berti on the bench, or coming off the bench there. So congratulations to Gerr. He called the shot and he named 12 and he only had 12. So a good bid there, Gerr.
Sorry, I hadn't gone to the back four.
You wouldn't have gone to Gary Kelly next then. Too big a risk.
No, I was...
you might well have done.
Yeah.
All right, Shane, you're going to bid up first here. There's a lot of answers to this question and there's a slight wrinkle, so do listen. How many All-Ireland winning football and hurling teams can you name from 1990 to 2025? The catch is that you must attach the correct year to every answer. So be sure you do have enough without your years mixed up before you...
Hurling and
bid.
Football.
Yeah. 90 to 25. Yes. So what's that?
How many years is that?
Is that...
35.
70 answers, are there? There's
72.
Yeah, 72, 72, sorry.
And you can obviously name, yeah, so you can name every, like you can name multiples, but you just need to attach the year to them. Don't mix up your years. If you feel like you're unsure of a year, that shouldn't be part of your bid.
A 72 answer round.
Well, this obviously needs to be quick. Surely you all have lists in your head, whoever's doing it. So.
Jesus. Right, where to start? All the football and hurt, so that, yeah.
This is why we had no intros. Call me lazy. I had a 72 answer round in here.
That's the laziest thing I've ever heard. It's going to take us 4 hours. There'll be no show.
Start at 40.
Don't do 41 now.
50.
Okay. Can I just say, I'd have 72.
I'll build 72. Yeah, I've no problem building 72.
You don't want to start the bidding too high necessarily, do you?
I'll build 72. Mix up between one of them.
You loaded him into it. Ours has gone 72.
Are you happy enough to let him?
Yeah,
because you have no real option. Yeah,
you're going to go 72.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do it. To get them all.
Okay,
you want to start with football or hurling? You can go both. Whatever.
We'll start with hurling.
Okay.
So 90 Cork.
Yeah.
So it's just winners.
Just
yeah. Year has to be attached to them because you could be guessing.
Yeah, I thought there was finalists.
91 Tip.
Yeah.
There's a few.
You could obviously skip things.
I need to come. I need to just have a closer think.
Hang on, we've got three in here, and he's already regretting his choices.
Two in actually.
No. 3 of 72.
So 94. Can I just run through them? I'm going
Say
in the year
whatever order.
Order
you want. Yeah. Once you get.
So
the right
I'm going.
Year,
yeah. I'm going up in order. So Offaly.
Yeah.
Clare.
Oh, you're going. Yeah, yeah. Tell me if you're skipping a year then.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. 95. Wexford.
Say them.
I need some concentration for this, please. I'm going to. This is a feat of serious.
He's arguing the toss in terms of the rules, which he's right about.
But I'm saying that he.
Okay, fine. 94 awfully.
He's made it clear that he's going up in order.
95. Clare. 96. Wexford. 97. Clare. 98. Offaly. 99, Cork. 2000, Kilkenny. 2001, Tipperary. 2002, Kilkenny. No, is that right? Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
2003, sure. Kilkenny. 2004, Cork. 2005, Cork. 2006, Kilkenny. 2007, Kilkenny. 2008, Kilkenny. 2009, Kilkenny. 2010, Tip. Right, we'll take a little break. 11, Kilkenny.
Yeah.
12, Kilkenny. 13, Clare. 14 Kilkenny, 15 Kilkenny, 16 Tip, 17 Galway, 18 Limerick, 19 Tip, 20 Limerick, 21 Limerick, 22 Limerick, 23 Limerick, 24 Clare, 25 Tip.
Wow.
Right, okay, so that's 92 and 93, which I'm almost certain on, but I'm not, I'm just going to go for it. The football's a little bit harder.
Okay.
I'm going to go, football's a lot harder.
72. You could have left out. Like, you could have been able to do it without 92 and 93.
Right, I'm going to. Yeah, this one might be a little bit more broken up. 90, Cork.
Yeah.
I think I know 91. 92, Donegal.
Yeah.
93, Derry. 94 is Down. Mm-hmm. 95 is Dublin. 96 is Meath.
Very good.
97 is Kerry. 98, I need to come back to, and I'll remember them, but I don't remember them offhand. 2000 was Kerry. 98 was Galway.
Mm-hmm.
99 was Meath. 2000 Kerry. 2001 Galway.
Very good.
2002 Armagh. 2003 Tyrone. 2004 Kerry. 2005 Tyrone. 2006 Kerry. 2007 was Kerry. 2008 Tyrone. 2009 was, I think, okay, we'll come back to that. 2010 is Cork. 2011 Dublin. 2012 was Donegal.
Yeah.
2013 Dublin. 2014 Kerry. So then it's 15 Dublin, 16 Dublin, 17 Dublin, 18 Dublin, 19 Dublin. Have I made a mistake with that one? That's 5. Yeah, 20 Dublin. 21 Tyrone. 22 Kerry. 23 Dublin. 24, what year are we in? 24 Armagh. 25 Kerry.
Ah, right. This is good. Come on.
Fair play.
So now, I'm missing 92, 93 in hurling. And is it just 91 in football?
In the end, I think it is.
I did go back and everything, I think, because yeah. I got 9 and 12.
So it's 91, 92, and 93.
So I'm almost certain 91 in football. I know it's... was it Down? Down yeah. did it twice?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So that's fine. So then 92 and 93 in hurling.
Oh, no, that was
like
answer.
The referee smacking the guy in the arse going off, you go there and go, it's going to try.
No, if I said it was down,
I wasn't going to take it. Yeah. I got it wrong.
Oh, this is shocking behaviour. He's already on there.
That was his answer. That's why I left it before I answered him. I was trying to tease that he got it wrong.
I knew Down had done two.
What's left? Two hurling?
92 and 93. I'm almost certain they're the same.
Do you notice, Ger?
Mm-hmm. So let me just think. I can just go through. It's definitely not Limerick. It's definitely, I don't know about the Cork one. That's only
elimination.
A little thing, but I don't think Cork won one between 90 and 99. So then it's definitely not Galway. It's definitely not Clare. I'll go for it. Kilkenny twice.
Oh.
Correct.
Well done.
That's good.
Well done.
With a superstar whose name we shan't mention.
Football was fine there, but
72 out of 72 for Arthur, a well-earned point.
Point, 1 point for that.
Yeah, 1 point each. Yeah,
yeah.
You're still on zero, though, don't worry.
Okay, finally, there's only 13 of these. Oh, I should have said that. Okay, it doesn't matter. Arthur, you're bidding first. How many countries have played in a World Cup final that you can name?
Men's football.
Men's football.
Without making a mistake, of course.
10.
Okay, Ger?
13.
Okay, sorry, Shane.
So we can't counter it.
What's the point here?
But if I'd...
I didn't count your 72.
Well, you could have.
I don't think you can.
How do you count to the max?
I think that's why we alternate who bids first. If you bid the max,
you can go back. You could have gone.
I think I misspoke when I asked her, did you want to leave you go?
Uruguay.
Sorry, Uruguay is your first answer, is it?
Sweden, Uruguay, Italy, Argentina, Brazil, Hungary, Germany, West Germany.
Germany and West Germany counting as one, but both, okay, yeah.
All right, Germany, West Germany, England, France. How many have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you
five.
Say what did you say at the very start?
Sweden.
No,
you didn't say Sweden.
I did actually.
You did.
I have Sweden, but that wasn't the first thing
Sweden,
you said.
Sweden, Uruguay, Italy.
Oh, you started with Sweden. What a strange one to start with.
Oh.
Is it?
Anyway, yeah, I have six. Bit. Have you said six?
Well, I think that it was just getting it out there that I actually this is going to be easy enough for me now.
It's after what we've just seen.
Come on, you pay attention.
I thought he started 100 miles an hour.
I've got seven countries.
Sweden,
written
Uruguay,
down.
Italy, Argentina, Brazil, Hungary.
No, we didn't
Germany,
have Brazil. Fine.
England, France,
I wasn't sure
Holland.
If you'd said Brazil. And,
you,
I, and you've got Hungary as well and Holland. Okay, so you need three more.
This is a joke. Come on. Kick going on to the next one. So we could repeat around to pick up some points in here.
Sorry, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so I've got 10. What am I forgetting here? Spain.
Yes, Spain.
11.
I should have been taking note of what he was writing, to be honest with you. I don't have a breeze where he is.
How many does he have left? Two?
Two more, yeah.
Oh. I think I have them.
They beat.
I did, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to have to go through these now. The Argentina, France.
I'm going to go with this one.
Oh, game. Croatia.
Croatia. Correct.
So I've won that.
Most recent team on the list.
Croatia. I said Brazil, did I?
You did. Yeah, that was the one I was unsure about when you were giving out to me for asking the recap.
Okay.
But so you had.
Yeah, is there a time out here? Just so we know. Just not pushing
the end of the song. Hang on, I just got... So, it's... Uruguay, Brazil, Italy, and then 54, Hungary and West Germany. I said Hungary, West Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Hungary, West Germany, Sweden, Brazil, Italy.
You said them already as well, yeah.
Yeah. What did I miss in 66, 62? Oh.
Okay, we're getting close to the end here now.
Yeah. Homes to go to.
Oh. Does everybody know the answer?
Valentine's weekend.
Schedules.
Oh, I haven't a breeze. I lost track of what you were saying.
So,
Chile.
Oh, no.
No.
Hard luck. Hold on. It's Shane's bid.
Yeah.
If you want to bid it, or you can hand it over to Arthur and get the point if he doesn't get it.
So I bid just the one last remaining.
Yeah. Now, if you don't want the bid, Arthur can, and...
Arthur says he doesn't have a clue now.
I will bid. I think I know it, but I'm not.
All right, go on.
I cannot be 100% sure. Czechoslovakia.
Yes, correct. Two finals for Czechoslovakia. Shane gets the point, which means after all that, it's what all. Okay, round two, another new one this week. In a bid to end Arthur's tyranny to Wikipedia round, to speed up the quiz a little bit, and also a little bit more in the realms of decency than last week's smutty round. This week we are doing the sporting nicknames round. In this round, I'm going to give you each a nickname from either a snooker player, a darts player, a boxer, or a WWE wrestler.
What?
And you have to tell me what the person's full name is.
Oh, my God.
In wrestling terms, their wrestling name.
Yeah. Jesus, okay.
The rest wrestling ones. Absolutely.
One each here.
Can we cut the wrestling ones out, please?
No. You're the one getting the wrestling one, actually. That's just by law of averages. Jerry, you're up first. Will you tell me who the Thunder from Down Under is?
Oh yeah, sorry, no. I have to name the person.
Yeah.
Does this pass along?
No.
This is insane.
So it's either a snooker player, a darts player.
Robertson.
Correct. Neil Robertson, the darts.
See, either a snooker player.
Snooker's the first one on the list. I haven't finished.
Sorry, and I'm not even being joking about it. You literally said you would live their full name.
Yeah, you did. In the description. You did.
Neil
real
Robertson.
Name, I said. I actually said real name. Oh, I did say full name. I meant to say real name.
Oh, sorry. Oh, so that's fine, though. You meant it.
Well, it's the spirit.
Neil Robertson.
He said Neil.
How come... do you know what it feels like? I've ever heard like a commentator say, how come everyone thinks I hate their team?
Well,
this
you
is
do.
What it's like being quizmaster here. I can't be against you all and want the other person to win.
I just don't get it.
You would answer.
Robertson. In the moment, you're against everybody.
And for everybody. Yeah.
You're like one of those referees trying to even things up.
I do want you to get the answers right. Is that okay? I'm not helping you do with that.
How many questions
The blondie guy. He was an outrageous. Like he was involved in rows.
Yeah, he was from down under. Like it was
2010 world champ.
Okay, you.
Didn't have a fight with Roddy.
This guy.
With Ronnie. They all did.
Ronnie Collins. Why didn't you get
that was Quinton Hann, another Australian. That was another Australian snooker player.
Yeah.
Neil Robertson, I think, bit. Higher ranking and won a world title and
unlikely to come on and have a fight with Roddy.
Triple crown winner.
Yeah,
who knows?
Bit bigger than that. Okay, I want for you, Shane.
It's going to be wrestling.
The Big Red Machine.
Of course it's wrestling. I assume it's wrestling.
The Big Red Machine.
So what were the four sports again? It's not snooker and I don't think it's darts. And what were the other two?
Boxing and wrestling.
If you all just paid attention, it'd be worthwhile.
This is my question.
You told him what sport it was.
Did you?
I know it is.
How did you tell me what sport it was?
He actually said it.
It was, listen back to the tape, but I can't say it again.
No, he absolutely cannot say it again.
Well, it's definitely not snooker. Big Red Machine.
The Big Red Machine.
It's unlikely to be darts.
Mark Williams, isn't it?
Yeah. Boxing, Big Red Machine. Could be.
So just one of these each?
Yeah, just one each. I actually had the start of the second round written and then realised I never bothered finishing it. So another mark against me on the quiz this week.
Well, is it Seamus?
I mean, come on, obviously.
Good guess.
It isn't Seamus, no.
Yes,
no. It is Kane.
Oh.
The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, yeah, like The Undertaker had a brother.
Jesus, lads, come on. There's one round of snooker every 6 months and I don't get the snooker
question. He burnt down the funeral home and he thought Kane was dead, but he wasn't. Just burnt his face. Okay, Arthur,
yeah.
Your one.
Joke.
The real deal.
Oh, Evander Holyfield.
Oh, there you go. So 2 points for the lads, nothing for Shane.
They were easier. Those two questions were much easier. Kane.
In fairness.
Like, come on. Kane the wrestler.
Is he a Batman villain? Like, he's a really famous wrestler. Giant haystacks, Big Daddy.
Oh, I of course know of Kane, but I'm not, like, come on.
You didn't know he wore red.
No, I didn't know he wore red. I was thinking of red hair, lads.
Okay.
Oh, ridiculous.
His nickname was Hulk.
Right. We're going to take a break here.
Whoa.
Because we may or may not be on the radio.
This week on Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors, how a Danish wonder kid nearly ended up at Liverpool, and how the team of the 80s could have won even more. Michael Ledger's proposed move to Merseyside could have altered the European football landscape. But why did the deal ultimately collapse? Find out on this week's Sliding Doors. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast to not miss an episode. Coming to you for free each and every Monday.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partner of the IRFU.
Okay, you're welcome back to today's Crappy Quiz, where Ger and Arthur are tied at the top at two each, with Shane just a solitary point behind. Round three is the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. In this round, all you've got to do is give me a name that's on a list of names I have, and the Parcel of Doom passes on to the next contestant, who then also has to give me a name. We'll keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes and you'll be eliminated and shamed. The order here, as we sit, is Ger, Shane and Arthur. I want, given our fun of Wednesday night in Belfast, any Ulster players who've played for Ireland under Andy Farrell, or probably more accurately, since Andy Farrell became Ireland head coach, because I haven't differentiated between the games where other head coaches were in interim charge.
Do we need to know how many there are?
There are 16 answers on this list.
Ulster players under Andy Farrell.
Yeah. You're first.
Okay, I am going to go, including this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because none of them are making their debut. Mm-hmm. Balakoon.
Yes. Rob Balakoon. Correct.
Jacob Stockdale.
Indeed. Played in Andy Farrell's first match.
Stuart McCluskey.
Thanks, Stuart.
Yep.
I never know which ones the Ulster lads are.
Tom O'Toole.
Tom O'Toole is right, yeah.
Ian Henderson.
Hendo. Stalwart.
Oh, God. I think he. I heard he was Nick Timoney.
Nick Timoney.
Oh.
You think you heard? Correct.
Rob Herring.
Rob Herring. Many, many times. More caps than I would have thought, actually, as I was going through these games.
Rory Best.
No.
Oh, not tired.
Rory Best finished at the World Cup right before Farrell took over. You gone.
Right.
What team is that you've got under?
It's Palestine.
Ah, oh, very good.
Palestine. Number.
It's going to kind of weirdly look like the Lazio crest. I said, there's no way he's wearing a Lazio crest. Like, quite niche, the opposite of wearing a Palestine jumper.
Yeah. Quite.
So I went first in this round. If Arthur doesn't get this, I get the point.
Yes. I'm not going to get it. No, I don't know these boys.
Okay.
I don't know if he's I'll tell you why my rationale for this, because I've no idea where he plays and I feel he might be Munster, but after he scored his try against Ireland, I got a message from Dara
against Ireland
and he's like, at least the Ulster lads are doing well.
Okay, so
Michael Milne?
No,
he's from Munster.
Currently plays for Munster.
Nick Timoney's try was the
one. So the ones you didn't get there, Jared, did you have any more? Someone playing this weekend that we didn't say.
It would have been
Sichuku.
John
Cooney. Billy Burns.
I didn't know if he was at Ulster then.
He was at that time, yeah. Eric O'Sullivan. James Hume. Will Addison, who I wouldn't have put in the but played one, come off the bench once in the summer. He was more of a Joe Schmidt man. Joe Schmidt man. Michael Lowry, Kieran Treadwell, Tom Stewart. Cormac Sichuku.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't leave much out there. I won't like
point for Jer.
Yeah.
Next one. Shane, you're up first here. I want Scottish managers to manage in the Premier League. Caretaker and interim not included. Jesus. Permanent only.
So what's the order myself?
Scotsman. And I'm a Scotsman.
Scots. They're a very particular personality type, I realise, like going through these answers, I have to say. But anyway.
How many are there?
Quite angry individuals. There are 24. Some of them, I would say,
couldn't be colonised by a good country.
If you name, there's about three of these that I probably should give Arthur's bonus points to, but I didn't have time to go through it. But I'd eat my hat.
Oh, that's from before.
Oh,
I like the round. Yeah, it's a good bonus point round when they're ludicrous.
Premier League era.
Premier League. They have to have been a permanent manager managing in the league.
I'm not thinking of loads now. One idea.
I know. I go Alex Ferguson to start.
That's the one to start with. Sralix.
Oh, it's me next. Kenny Dalglish.
I'm out, lads.
Bad one to go last in.
Dalglish, Ferguson.
Dalglish and Ferguson.
I have one.
In the Premier League era?
Yeah.
I'm going George Graham.
George Graham's right, yeah.
First name. Forget he's Scottish. Is it me then?
Yes.
That's right. Moisey.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. So for the avoidance of doubt, interim or caretaker doesn't count. No way.
No, not if they were just an interim or caretaker.
Who are you thinking of?
No, just in general. There's one. If it was, you'd have said Fletcher, but it's not.
Yeah, obviously. No.
There's another one I'm concerned about. But for the meantime, Alex McLeish.
Oh,
yeah.
Me? Alec. Gordon Strachan.
Gordon Strachan, good one.
Graham Souness.
Bollocks.
Souness is right, yeah. You'd miss Golds on Sunday, wouldn't you? Strachan was always a great guest on Golds on Sunday. A lot of laughing on that show. Make you feel good on a Sunday morning.
Right.
Peter Reid.
Surprised
you. Just stop saying names, will you?
I'm just saying regular guests on Golds on Sunday.
He's no use to us.
Poorly I'm doing on this now.
This is.
Who's up now? Shane?
No,
you got Souness.
Yeah.
Right. Man, now just think of angry Scotsmen. They're always in the dugout.
You know, there's going to be so. Yeah, I'm almost certain he.
They're all miserable.
He must have at some point. Steve Clark.
Steve Clark is correct. Yeah, he was West Brom manager.
Yes,
he
yes.
He was my breaking case of emergency name.
Another cranky Scotsman.
Now I am.
On his way to the World Cup.
Okay, so I'll try and think of that.
Oh, yes, okay. Let's see what that'll do.
Strachan is probably the least cranky of the people we've named so far, isn't he?
Cranky enough.
George Graham cranky, Alex McLeish cranky, Kenny Dalglish cranky, Souness cranky, Moisey cranky, Ferguson cranky, Steve Clark cranky. And Strachan had his cranky moments. Very specific type of person as a Scottish football manager.
Yeah.
There's 24 of them. We've got 8.
That's true.
This is pathetic.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Well, lads, you think when the question is asked, you'll have loads of these, but...
it's a great question.
Mm.
How'd you find it? How'd you do that? Like, where'd you have to, like... Are you able to... Is there any way... Do you have to go down through that...
Listen, Wikipedia.
There's search engines on the internet.
I know, yeah, but you wouldn't rely on it, like...
That's a fair point.
I'm actually totally struggling here. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the Steve Nicol, Gillespie era, any of that, those teams, Jim Leighton, they never managed. And then after that, you're, like, looking for...
Yeah, there's
Paul McStay, Celtic team. Did any of them actually make it to... Did they... John Collins?
No.
Ah,
good guess though.
John Collins did manage Fulham. I don't know. So I've been in the Premier League. Maybe he didn't manage anyone.
That was incorrect, was it?
Imagining that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate with Fulham.
It's my go, is it?
It is.
I don't know if this person was more than a caretaker or interim is the problem, and I don't think they were. But I may have to use them because I've nothing else.
John Collins never managed in England. Hibs, Charlois, and
come on, we know this along.
We have to be quick. He said in the ad.
Arthur must have one.
I do. Yeah, have one. Yeah, at least a guaranteed one.
Duncan Ferguson.
Guaranteed. No, he would have been on the interim list.
Yeah, didn't think so.
Who did you have?
Walter Smith.
Walter Smith, another Everton manager. Yeah, that's correct.
Joe Jordan never did a full time, did he?
No. He was on my... Bruce Rioch. Paul Lambert.
Scottish. Lambert.
Ah, I knew there was a Villa man.
Stubbs. Yeah. Stubbs was permanent, or temporary, wasn't he? He was caretaker. Alan Stubbs, no?
I don't know if he's ever caretaker, and he's English.
Fair point.
He is a very Scottish.
He is a very Scottish.
Steve Keane with no E. Like, very cranky man. Jim Jeffries. Malky McKay.
Oh yeah,
Ian Porterfield, Billy Davis, cranky man.
Oh, Walter Smith,
George Burley, nice guy actually. George Burley kind of over comes that. Mark McGee, Alex Neil, Paul Sturrock, Russell Martin, Ricky Sprazier took over from Roy Keane, Sunderland, John Gorman, and Alan Irvine.
Do you know they weren't that obvious? The remainder weren't that obvious.
So they're all recognisable though. Me,
Arthur gets the point.
Ricky Sprazier could be having coffee.
Ricky Sprazier, no, I guarantee that.
That sounds like a nice fella.
If you got Alan Irvine, I would have eaten my
Lambert and I remember Alex Neil and those kind of guys.
Okay, come on. Yeah. Next one up. Art is up first here, okay? In honour of Sir Big Jim's football club, please name for me any immigrant colonising the UK to have won a Champions League for Manchester United. And by that I mean played minutes in a winning final.
What do you mean? Just someone who isn't English who played in a final?
Someone who isn't from the UK.
So coming over here, taking our jobs, winning our Champions League
as an immigrant.
So say this again, sorry.
To win glory for Manchester United.
So someone who's not UK and played in a Champions League final that Man United won.
Yes.
Does European Cup count?
No. Nope. Champions League.
Don't think it would have been, yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure though, yeah. Well, there would have been two in the European Cup winning.
So anyone not from England, Scotland or Wales that played in the Champions League?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or you know, the other place.
Which other place?
No, that's it. That's the end of that. Well, they have to travel.
Hold on
over.
A second. No, it's not. It's not the end of that. Northern Ireland is a country in the UK, whether we, you want to get into it or not. But it's okay to say it.
But they still have to travel over to take the job.
Sorry, I was thinking about the difference between Great Britain, in which the north of Ireland is obviously not a part. Sorry. Anyway.
They were still no dogs, no blacks, no Irish. They were still
absolutely.
Part of that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Sir Big Jim would have a problem with them as well, like, you know, but.
It doesn't really... it does.
Well, anyway, these are people...
Who have a medal or... Sorry, what's the question?
Played in either of the two games. These are people who won glory for Manchester United and
stop
the owner of Manchester United thinks they're a piece of shit. Okay, so anyway, this
they could have come off the bench as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Grant.
Let's go.
What's me first, isn't it?
What's the order, Arthur?
So, I really hope I got this right. Peter Schmeichel.
Yeah.
I don't see what's so complicated about it. Sure.
Dennis Irwin.
Yeah.
I'll go with Edwin van der Sar.
Yes.
Yapstam.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Johnson.
Yeah.
Let's see what the lads are doing here. Dwight York.
Correct.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah. Jink Jim is like kind of the Donald Trump thing where he doesn't think that if you're coming from like Norway or somewhere like that, you're an immigrant. Only if you're from certain countries.
Mm. Well, Jesper Blomqvist.
Yeah, he wouldn't count, would he?
No. Blue hair, blonde eyes.
Blonde beer.
Myself, is it?
Yeah.
Vidic.
Yeah.
Evra.
Ah. Evra, yeah.
They never, never ever go separately, do they?
Vidic and Evra.
Anderson.
Yes. 120th minute substitute in the 2008 final.
Back to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nani.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. We've only got two left here.
Two left?
I have them both, I think.
So do I think.
No, we've only got one left. Sorry.
Oh, hold on.
There's someone said here.
I think there's more than one left, no?
No.
Parchi son.
Well, technically...
Is it your go? Whose go is it?
Yeah. No, I just want to say Ronaldo.
Park is wrong.
Yeah, he's out.
Okay.
But technically there's two. Technically there's one who wasn't born in the UK.
Born in?
Yeah. That's
okay, well, I don't know.
It's not me after Jer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I'm going by FIFA nationalities.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, okay. Okay, by nationalities, yeah.
Okay.
So what, there's one left?
Ah! So I don't know.
Trying to figure out where Arthur's coming from.
So there is one left then.
There's one definitive one left, yeah.
Tevez.
Correct. So Shane and Arthur both get the points there.
Technically Hargreaves.
Hargreaves, okay. Yeah.
I know you ended up declaring.
Literally just gone by
so we both get the point.
Yeah.
You both get points there, yeah. Jared's the only one to get one wrong. You got all of them right.
Has that always been the case?
14
well,
of
why
them.
Why would I not get a point? I didn't get anything wrong.
It's just look at the draw who goes first.
Circumstance.
No.
He was never eliminated. Okay, this means that it's all very close. Arthur's on 4, Jared's on 3, Shane's on 2. Let's go to the once again fun magic numbers round. I'm going to give you each 5 questions with numerical answers, and you have to list them from highest to lowest.
I hate this. Hate this.
You win, absolute nonsense.
You win a point for every correct placing you have on your final list. So I want, if you're ready.
Well, there's two jobs to do. There's count the numbers and then rank the years.
It is a bit more stressful.
You used to have to add the
30 seconds is ridiculous.
This should be more than 30 seconds.
Anyway, this is what it is. You can, while you put them in order as I'm just calling them out, right? The number of fights Katie Taylor has won as a professional. The number of NBA championships won by the Boston Celtics. The number of tries Keith Earls has scored for Ireland. The number of combined football and hurling senior All-Irelands won by Galway. And the number of Irish caps won by Keith Andrews. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
Highest to lowest.
Highest to lowest. KD professional fights, NBA championships for the Celtics, Keith Earls tries for Ireland, hurling and football All-Irelands for Galway, and Keith Andrews Irish caps.
Irish caps? Oh, sorry, Keith.
All right, you okay?
I meant Keith Earls. I was like,
I didn't realise there was two Keiths until I was reading out the question. All right, okay, so pens down. No changing now. There was controversy over that last week. Arthur, will you go first, please?
From highest to lowest?
Yeah.
I went Keith Andrews, Keith Earls, Katie Taylor, Galway, Boston Celtics.
Okay. Shane.
No, I've gone Keith Andrews.
I don't take that as any emblem.
I know, yeah. Right. Keith Andrews, Galway, Earls, Katie, Boston.
And that's what you've got written down, yeah?
That's what I've got written down.
Okay, and Jer.
Keith Andrews, Katie Taylor, Earls, Celtics, Galway.
Okay, I can tell you.
How does he work this out?
Shane, you have no points. Arthur, 1 point.
Is Keith Andrews not the highest?
Jer, 2 points.
This is nonsense.
Keith Earls has 36 tries for Ireland.
Had 30.
Keith Andrews has 35 caps.
That
for
all? Ireland. Yeah. I thought he'd like 60.
I had 50.
Katie, this is the one you got, Arthur, has 25 professional wins.
Oh, I got that on the money.
And then Jer gets it right in the last two. He pulls out a fire with the Celtics with 18 and Galway with 14.
I had that, Celtics at 18 and Galway 12. I was very close to that.
That was very close, yeah.
I had two
well,
spot
you got
on.
Two yeah. points. You, got, you won the round. So that puts you level with Arthur on 5 points.
Joke.
Shane's down in two. He'll go first, the rapid fire round. Who will go second? This week, Jer won the toss between Arthur and...
Oh, yeah, oh totally the law of probabilities
the
there.
The law of probabilities, yeah, yeah. So, Jer, who would you like to go second, last, or last at the
I'll
rapid
go second.
Fire round?
I'll go second.
Okay. Well, there, then we go on to the final, which is our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff, the own Shayans from the own Sheehans. It's the never unfair egalitarian rapid fire round. You'll each have 30 seconds, a rapid fire round of 20 seconds. It's 1 point for each correct answer. We'll start with the player on the lowest score, which is Shane, and then on to Jer, and then on to Arthur.
Oh,
Shane,
God. Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Your 20 seconds starts now. What Tipperary player was sent off against Cork last weekend?
Oh, Jason Flynn.
Who was the manager of Bayern Munich?
Company.
Who kicked Italy's points against Scotland last week?
Garbisi.
In golf, who's the reigning Masters champion?
Rory.
Who is the Galway football manager?
Paulie Trice.
Jordan Flores plays for what League of Ireland club?
Jordan Flores, Shamrock Rovers.
Bohemians. And Jason Ford.
yeah, I know.
Oh God, that was a tough one. It took a lot of time out as well. But you got Vincent Kompany right, you got Garbisi right, you got Rory McIlroy right, you got Paulie Trice right. That's 4 points. It puts you onto six overall. Your day is done, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Hard luck.
Look, admirable.
Okay, Jer has decided we're level on points here. You need two to get past Shane.
Taking a coward's way out.
You've decided to go second, where Arthur always goes, notorious coward. Your time starts now. Who did Limerick beat in the National Hurling League last weekend?
Kilkenny.
Yes, who was the manager of Coventry City?
Frank Lampard.
How many points did Wales score against England last week?
5.
Who beat Canelo Alvarez in his last fight in 2025?
Triple G.
No, who is the Tyrone football manager?
Malachy.
Yes. I don't think I'd start it. Malachy O'Rourke is correct. Bud Crawford beat Canelo Alvarez.
Jesus Christ.
And Wales got the biggest fight last year. Wales scored 7 points. Unfortunately.
Are you joking me?
You got Kilkenny right, you got Frank Lampard right, and you got Malachy O'Rourke right.
Yeah.
That is 3 points. They're you were tough. On 8. Arthur needs 4 to win.
3 to tie, that's all right.
Take 3. 3
to tie.
He
says this every week.
Get 3.
And then he gets 6.
No. This is notably now. It's beyond even a...
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're ready,
yeah.
Your time starts now. Who did Clare beat in the National Hurling League last
Down.
Weekend? Who was the head coach of Napoli?
Oh, Viconte.
Who is the Italy rugby head coach?
No idea.
Who won Super Bowl MVP last weekend?
Darnold.
No, who is the Cork senior football manager?
Cleary.
Michael Duffy plays for what League of Ireland club?
Dundalk.
No, Nigel Bond is associated with what sport?
Nigel Bond.
Hands up.
I already got 3.
Nigel. 3 to tie. This is the win.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's a 20 minute rapid fire.
Yeah, it's rapid fire, man.
Why don't I remember Nigel Bond? Cricket?
00147.
Nigel Snooker. Bond.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Snooker. And that is a tiebreak. I don't know. You really took your time there. Down
I didn't
was
know
correct.
Him, though.
Antonio Conte was correct. You needed 2 more at this stage. Gonzalo Quesada is the Italy coach. Kenneth Walker III was the MVP. John Cleary was correct as the Cork coach. And Michael Duffy plays for Derry
City. I knew that. That was a bad one.
Many, many years. So you were on 9 points. Jer is on... No, 8 points. Jer is on 8 points.
Tough
so it is a tiebreak. Now, when we had the secondary coin toss to see who... Oh, no, sorry. No, it's okay. This is...
I felt like you got a lot of questions there just compared to the number of questions that I got. I realized I took my time over.
You answered. You did, yeah. 2 hours to ask Malachy O'Rourke.
I got the correct. Yeah, I got Malachy O'Rourke out and I think when you listen back to the tape,
went.
You'll
I
find...
I mean, there is literally a time thing here. Okay,
I'd be disappointed with that when he goes home.
We have to get out of the studio. How many Ireland caps does... Actually, Arthur, can I just ask a question? Because you wrote the quiz a couple of weeks ago. Did you see the tie breaks? Will I write a new one on the spot?
I have no idea. I don't know who they are.
Okay. I actually...
Will he be honest if it's asked?
No, I'll tell you if I know who it is, but I don't remember. I didn't send you on the doctor, did I?
No. No, you wouldn't have had it.
Yeah. Come on, it was wide open. Slapping in the breeze here.
Okay. How many Ireland caps did Mike Ross win?
Ah, Jesus Christ. It was as if I'd have written that.
No, I wrote it, but I would have shared you the doc to write the quiz. Yeah.
Mike Ross, I have absolutely no idea.
Right, well, did you get back?
45.
55.
Ooh.
Jared is closer, and in fact, very close. 61 is the answer. Right. Two in a row.
We're back, baby. We're back. Maybe my final appearance is going to ride off in the sunset.
Two in a row. The Crappy Quiz Stats People of December next year.
Come on, Cilla Wallahan.
Who's that? David's dad. We'll be getting the leader in the clubhouse in 2026 is Jared Gilroy.
Manager of the month.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.